The Champions League show on the Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by MyBookie.ag. Sports are back and MyBookie is offering a 100% deposit bonus when you use the promo code SGP. That's MyBookie.ag, promo code SGP to play, win and get paid. We're also brought to you by the leaders in daily fantasy, DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app now and use the promo code SGP to get a shot at millions of dollars in prizes every day this week. That's promo code SGP to get a shot at millions of dollars in prizes every day this week only at DraftKings. And finally, we're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the lead-in paperhead providers and they make it super easy to start your own sportsbook. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. This is your Champions League show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. We are simulcasting on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, but only temporarily because from next season, all soccer content will be exclusive to the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on Twitter at the SGP Network. You can follow me on Twitter at SGPEPL as I continue to give out those free play winners in all sports in exchange for iTunes reviews. I need those iTunes reviews, guys. The Soccer Gambling Podcast is a new concept. It's brand new. It's almost a reset. As much as it is a good thing, it is a reset, and we need all of those good reviews back. So make sure you head over to iTunes and give us those five-star reviews. Make sure you also head over to my website, lockbetting.com, where we are coming off a monstrous month in July, earning over £7,500. That's nearly, well, that's over $9,000. And we look to continue that run going here in August, and we've had a solid start, having six profitable days so far as we record this show. So we're up to the Champions League last 16. There are only four games remaining and they are all second legs. There are no one-off ties like we had in the Europa League. Everybody's going to get to conclude by playing home and away. The first four teams have already got through to the quarterfinals, and we have to decide the remaining four with these games taking place on Friday and on Saturday. We begin with Juve versus Lyon, where Juventus are 1-0 down from the first leg. They are 1-2 to win this game at home. It's 7-2 the draw, and it's 13-2 on Lyon. The qualification odds make this a toss-up. Juve are available at 5-6 and Lyon are available at 5-6. This is very, very difficult to call because Juventus, post-lockdown, have been very, very poor, especially defensively. When you consider how solid Juve have been defensively in the past, under Sarri, especially post-lockdown, they have conceded a ton of goals. Therefore, it makes it very difficult to pick them here. And this is why you've seen Juve dropped way, way down in the favouritism in the outright markets. They're down to as big as 16-1 in some places. But Lyon, who come into this with a 1-0 lead, they haven't played a competitive game since lockdown was announced, other than the League Cup final last week, where they put out a very good defensive performance, where they held Paris to a 0-0 draw, but didn't really show much attacking intent, which isn't like them. And their main player, Memphis Depay, didn't look like he'd recovered from a long-term injury. He was brought back because he was supposed to miss the Euro 2020 championships, but because of the COVID period, he was able to be brought back for this cup final, well, but he didn't contribute anything to the game. So I'm not too sure what the status is of Leon, but they certainly look rusty in attack, whereas Juve have just had a full and intense schedule of matches, which led to them winning the Serie A title. Although, as I said, they didn't look particularly good in winning that title. So that's what really makes it difficult in terms of nobody having definitive form coming into this. Juve have failed to progress in 6 of the last 11 occasions when they've lost the first leg of a Champions League tie. Juve have only won twice in their last 8 games, conceding 17 goals in that run, which highlights the problems that I've been talking about. 14 of Juve's 26 Serie A games came by a single goal, and they need to win by 2 goals here unless they win 1-0 and force extra time. But it doesn't give me much confidence here in this team being able to keep a clean sheet when you look at how they've played throughout the season. And Leon have scored in 8 of their last away games in this competition. So that indicates to me that Juve are going to have to find the net 3 times in order to qualify for this tie. I think there's a lot of value here on Leon on the handicap market to avoid a 2-goal defeat here, which is available at around 4-6 in most places. I like this play because it does give you some cover for Juve winning this game 1-0, because whereas I'm looking at this data and seeing how open Juve could be, this may be a different type of game where Lyon replicate their performance against PSG from the cup final, where they see Juve as a stronger team that they need to counterattack, and they may make themselves difficult to break down, especially going into it with a 1-0 aggregate lead. This may lead to Lyon coming here for a 0-0 draw. And it does give you the safety of Juve eventually breaking through and taking this game to extra time. So if Juve win this game 1-0, they go through to extra time, and they still have another 30 minutes to qualify for the next round. They still have 30 minutes more to qualify for the quarterfinals, be it extra time or be it via penalties. But you don't have to worry because you already cashed your plus 1.5 on the Asian handicap line. Moving on to the other game taking place on Friday, and it's Manchester City versus Real Madrid. A game that would be much more hyped up if Real Madrid hadn't been beaten 2-1 at home. Real Madrid were actually leading 1-0 in that game. Had they held on to that result, it would have made this match much more intriguing, even if it had been 1-1. But at 2-1, you strongly have to fancy Manchester City to go through, and the odds reflect that, as Man City are the 1-8 favourites to go through, Real Madrid at 5-1. For the match odds, you have Manchester City at 3-4. It's 31-10 on the draw and 16-5 on Real Madrid. Even though they're 2-1 up, there is a slim chance, but it's very, very, very slim, because you're looking at a Real Madrid team that don't have Ramos either, because he got himself sent off and he's going to be suspended for this game. So the chances are even slimmer without him, because he's a key player and he was key in their 100% run to the Liga title. And that's really the reason why you look at them and go, despite the fact they're 2-1 down, despite the fact they don't have Ramos, they were so good post-lockdown in taking this title away from Barcelona that you can't just completely write them off. In addition to that, Man City are without Gabriel Jesus. However, I think it would be possibly the biggest disaster of Pep Guardiola's managerial career if he was to lose to Real Madrid, who's his personal rival, and especially with a 2-1 lead, with a team that are desperate to win this Champions League. This is the key target for Manchester City this season. Do I think they'll win it? No. Do I think they'll go out to Real Madrid in the quarterfinals from being 2-1 up from the first leg, from winning at the Bernabeu? No, I don't. I don't think they'll exit this competition at this point. But I don't think it'll be all that easy. I do think there'll be some resistance from Real Madrid. I do think both teams will find a net in this game, and that's going to be my pick for this. That's both teams to score. In fact, you can tack on both teams to score on over 2.5 goals, which takes it up to 4-5. But it's difficult to see Manchester City exiting at this point. They've actually won 100% of their home games since the restart. Real Madrid have won just 3 of their 7 Champions League fixtures this season. So they haven't been great in the Champions League. And of course, remember, they exited the Champions League last year to Ajax. Manchester City beat Real Madrid 2-1 in the first leg, as I already said. And Real Madrid have scored at least once in 23 of the 25 matches in 2020. So that adds a lot of weight to Real Madrid at least finding the net here. And we all know Manchester City aren't the most solid defence. That's the reason why they're not the EPL champions this year. They do have to add defensive personnel to their team, and they've already done that actually by signing Nathan Ake. That was a surprise signing, to get Nathan Ake from Bournemouth, especially for the fee of 41 million. But that shows how Manchester City do need to shore things up at the back, and they're taking steps to do so. And Nathan Ake has been signed. But I think goals in this game is the most likely outcome. Real Madrid may as well go for it. They're not going to be secure at the back without Ramos, and at the same time, Man City never are. But despite the fact that a shootout may break out and Real Madrid may be able to have plenty of opportunities to find a net in this game, Manchester City will create plenty of opportunities at the other end. And I think goals is the best way to go in this one. Before we move on to Saturday's game, let me take a second out to let you know that everything I'm giving out here, you can bet over at the sponsor of the Soccer Gambling Podcast and the Sports Gambling Podcast, mybookie.ag. Join today and MyBookie will match your first deposit dollar for dollar up to $1,000. Just enter the promo code SGP when signing up. Remember, at MyBookie, the terms are simple. You bet, you win, and they pay. Let me also take a second out to let you know about DraftKings. If you download the DraftKings app now and use the promo code SGP, you'll get a shot at millions of dollars in prizes every single day this week. That's promo code SGP to get your shot at millions of dollars in prizes every day this week, only at DraftKings. And last of all, let me give a shout out here to another sponsor here on the Soccer Gambler Podcast, Ace Per Head. Because if you ever thought about starting your own sportsbook and don't know how, Ace is here to help you start that sportsbook. They'll provide you with an all-inclusive professional betting site with all lines updated to the second and wages graded immediately with 24/7 customer support, plus the sharpest lines in the industry. Ace also offers a live betting and an amazing mobile experience. You can get started today, and Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. Just go to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. So let's move on to Saturday's games. We start with Bayern Munich versus Chelsea, where Bayern are the 2-5 favourites. It's 9-2 to draw, and it's 13-2 on Chelsea. Bayern Munich are 1-500 to qualify, so we know this tie is over. They're just playing out the second leg as a formality. Bayern lead 3-0 from the first leg, a 3-0 win at Stamford Bridge. Here, I expect Bayern, though, to take the game seriously. They haven't played competitive football for a while because the Bundesliga season finished first, which will be a slight disadvantage to them. However, the wonderful thing about being 3-0 up is that this is a warm-up game. You cannot conceivably be bad enough to not qualify for this competition. That's why Chelsea at 50-1 and Bayern Munich are at 1-500. So even if you're ice cold, Chelsea are not going to beat you here by 4 goals or by 4-1. So Bayern Munich can use this game to get right. I think they may have a ropey 45 minutes, but I don't think that Chelsea are going to be able to defeat this team, even coming in cold. I think this is going to be good preparation for Bayern. I think there will be goals in this game. I'm going to go for Bayern Munich to win this game and over 2.5 goals. And you can find that bet at 20-23 best odds. As I said, this game is a formality. The tie is a foregone conclusion. So it's a free hit for Chelsea, but it's also a free hit for Bayern. It's an opportunity for them to get themselves ready for the more important quarterfinal coming up next week. So that's why I expect goals and free-flowing football in this one, with Bayern Munich just about coming out on top. The other game is far more significant and far more important. So last but not least, it's Barcelona versus Napoli, which is finally tied at one apiece going into the second leg at the Nou Camp, where Barcelona are 4-6 to win this game in 90 minutes. It's 16-5 to draw, and it's 17-4 on Napoli. Barcelona are 2-5 to qualify for the quarterfinals here, and Napoli are priced at 2-1. Everybody is writing off Barcelona completely. And that's understandable. They didn't look great post-lockdown. They lost the La Liga title to Real Madrid. But Real Madrid went on a 100% record coming out of the lockdown period. That makes it very difficult to win the league. I'm not saying Barcelona played well. I'm not saying that they were good enough. But there wasn't much they could do. Even if they played a lot better than they did, Real probably still would have won this title. In addition to that, Barcelona's away form has been what's cost them the title. Barcelona's away form has been inconsistent for a number of years. Even in the Champions League, it hasn't been their home form. Barcelona have been near perfect at home. This game is at the Camp Nou. This game isn't in Napoli. The job has already been done in Napoli. Barcelona have avoided the defeat and they come here to the Camp Nou with an away goal. And it's Napoli that have to press this game against Barcelona, which I think leaves it wide open for Barcelona to do some serious damage here to Napoli. Don't forget, after Barcelona blew that league title, Lionel Messi threw his entire team under the bus and he got a massive response when they beat Alaves on the final day of the season, 5-0 away from home. So I expect that response to continue. Do I think Barcelona win this competition? No. Do I think that they should be 9-1? No, I don't think they should be 9-1. When you look at their squad, have they underachieved all season? Yes, they have. They haven't produced anything from midfield in terms of creativity. Griezmann hasn't been anywhere near as good as he's been at Atletico. Suarez hasn't been as good as he usually has been. He looks like he's on his way out. The back four look more susceptible to conceding goals and giving Ter Stegen far too much to do all season. They lack width from their fullbacks. They can't find any consistency in their defensive partnerships because Gerard Pique is a Barcelona legend, but he's being played too long. The time has come to pair up Umtiti and Longley, but Umtiti is injury plagued, so he could be leaving this summer. It's a mess. It's a mess, and they don't even have the money to bring in players. Plus, they're doing terrible business like bringing in Pjanic for Arthur and only getting a little bit of extra cash on top of that. And the discussions of Barcelona bringing in Neymar, which were prominent last season, are way in the past. That doesn't seem to be a rumour this year, this summer at all. But all of that aside, do I think they're going to win the Champions League? No. Do I think they're going to win La Liga back next season? No. Do I think they've had a good season? No. Do I think they're unbelievably consistent at home? Yes, they are. Go and have a look at the statistical data. It'll tell you. They will tell you they're unbelievably consistent at home. Where's this game? This game is at the Nou Camp. I'm going to go for Barcelona to win this and win this in 90 minutes. Not just to qualify, Barcelona to win this game in 90 minutes and stamp their route through to the quarterfinals to take on Bayern Munich in what will be a blockbuster tie next week. Even though people are writing off Barcelona and they'll strongly fancy Bayern, when that match comes, it will still be the tie of the round. It will still be a blockbuster event, and Barcelona still have world-class players. Yes, they've underperformed this season. Yes, they lack squad depth, and yes, the future doesn't look good without Messi. But Messi's still here and he gives you a chance to win every game. Plus, Barcelona came into this tournament as the joint pre-tournament favourites with Manchester City. So you can't just write them off the back of what's happened post-lockdown. And although it's been very contrasting between Bayern Munich and Barcelona, I don't think that you can automatically say that Bayern Munich are going to beat Barcelona next week and they have absolutely no chance to win this competition, and they shouldn't be 9-1 when Bayern are at 3-1. For me, that's far too much of a discrepancy. But we're not here to preview Barcelona versus Bayern Munich because that doesn't happen till next week. We're here to cover the last 16, and the lock for the last 16 will be Barcelona to win in 90 minutes against Napoli, which is available at 4-6. That concludes your Champions League last 16 show. But don't forget, next week, the previews are going to come early because the Europa League starts up again on Monday. So you're going to get your Europa League quarterfinals preview over the weekend. And on Monday, you're going to get your Champions League quarterfinal show as well, as the podcasts and the games come thick and fast. Tournament format begins on Monday with the Europa League and continues on Wednesday with the Champions League, starting with Atalanta versus Paris Saint-Germain, running along alongside RB Leipzig versus Atletico Madrid, all starting on Monday. Knockout football from Portugal and Germany, and I cannot wait for it. So make sure that you get all of those podcasts right here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. That concludes this Champions League show. Good luck with all of your bets as always, guys, and thanks for listening.